And we are back with another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. aka Super Raw 357, best known as Prince Godbody. And this week, in place of Nate aka King Hoopla, I'm joined by
Damn Top Funny, not King Hoopla, not funny enough, but we're here.
Hey, and that's where we are.
And we keep the track moving every day, no matter how you turn it.
Fair enough. You know, progression is not a straight line. That's what I like to say.
It is. It is, though, because that's the only way you can go.
Well, no, not so
you can
only go up, but that's only if you count your highlights.
That's true.
That's only if you
that's
Instagram
true.
Your life.
But sometimes you have to low life it. Sometimes you got to tell them the low life. You can't be fake. Because me, I'm fake all the time. I'll keep it real. I only keep it real when I'm on camera because I have to. You're going to expose me then. But in
fair
real
enough.
Life, I'm fake. So I tell people that's what it is. Sometimes you got to be fake with it.
And shit.
That's just me.
And that worked for Alex Jones a very fucking good bit.
I just don't get why he did it because there's internet fame and then there's stupidity. And there's no line with him when it comes to what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we got to rewind for anybody that hasn't been keeping up.
And if you haven't been keeping up, you need to be keeping up because this can affect you if you're saying stupid shit online.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Be prepared.
Yeah, because we're flowing really well this podcast. Alex Jones was recently fined another $965 million, essentially bringing the total amount of money he was fined for lying about the Sandy Hook incident to
Bill Gates money, pretty much.
Yeah,
money that you're not going to be able to say out loud.
Yep, exactly. About $1 billion.
Which is sick at the end of the day. And those are over words. Now, you got to actually listen to what we're about to tell you. Because at the end of the day, this man is really going down. Like, $1 billion is not a small tab. And he doesn't have $1
billion. Well, no, he said it himself.
Yeah, he doesn't have it.
He probably doesn't have $25 million.
And the saddest thing about it is when he's sitting up there making fun of it, saying, oh, well, let's make it a trillion. Let's make it a trillion. He still doesn't understand what he's doing and how it's hurting people.
Exactly.
And he doesn't understand how detrimental what he is saying is doing to even his own life. Like, he's that far off.
People have, I understand free speech. I think you should be able to say whatever you want.
Definitely.
About whoever you want.
Definitely.
But there's no such thing as freedom of repercussions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah.
The thing is, it'd be different if he was saying the sky is green.
Yeah,
like
that's
bullshit.
Yeah.
That's foolishness. Most conspiracy theories are just foolishness.
Yeah, most
they
definitely.
Not even foolishness. Like,
well, not even because some have some weight to it. Because
yeah.
It wouldn't be a conspiracy theory. It's not some weight to it. It's when you take it far off to obscene things. Like,
yeah.
We're not talking about that. Like, you can't fake death at the end of the day. Those are kids.
Death.
Exactly. You're not. Nobody's subscribing to their kid being literally making these same theories every single day.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy Alex Jones says, hey, my kids aren't really dead. I lost my kid. I'm going to be pissed about
exactly.
that. Like, that's the thing. It's repercussions in life.
And the thing is, he himself never really believed it.
Definitely.
He saw
yeah.
the money, and he saw the hype, and he hyped behind it.
Yeah,
and
that's sad.
Hyped behind it.
That's sad.
And the worst part about all this, in my opinion, is that he himself is too stupid to
realize,
like you
yeah.
were saying earlier,
yeah, really.
Too stupid to realize how much he's impacted these parents' lives.
And that's the worst part about it.
And it's there's no right. Sometimes there is just a wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Weirdly enough, I'm one of those people. There's a right and wrong. There's no.
Definitely, yeah.
There's a gray area to everything. People don't play about their fucking kids.
Yeah, and I'm even on the fact of, like, all the banning, and people should be able to say what they want. I'm with it. I don't think anybody should be banned. But at the end of the day, you can't make fun of death. I mean, that's in plain what he's doing, and the easiest way you can get it to be accepted is that
and
he's making fun of death.
Death.
Yeah,
it's not
definitely.
Like,
these kids even had a life. Like, they're kids in an elementary school. Like, imagine you send your kids off to kindergarten. Imagine you send your kids off to the 5th grade. Imagine you send them even off to the 11th
Anywhere.
Grade. Something's going to, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you're a parent that's always going to worry. I'm not a parent, and I know that. I would always worry about my kids no matter what. I don't care if they're 95 or 19 or 9. You're always going to be worried about your kids. So for him to even suggest that parents are going to let their kids be subscribed to a fake death hoax is sad in itself.
Or
that's
even
stupidity.
Let other people, like,
the
thing you can't market, you can market stupidity.
That's the problem.
The flat Earth theory. You know why? Because when they take a spaceship out of orbit, the Earth is round.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, we can show you that.
Yeah.
But you got to think that that's what the internet has become, is that people are able to argue stupidity and are able to make money off of stupidity. You have Andrew Tate making money off of stupidity. You have a lot of
selling
people.
It to kids because
exactly, and that's the problem. Andrew Tate, it sells.
It would be a problem if he wasn't selling it to kids.
Yeah,
you got to realize we were playing the Xbox at 12, 13.
Yeah, definitely.
And saying all the shit that they talk about.
Yeah,
on
yeah. You would be in the Xbox party just going crazy because that nobody's listening to you. But when you have people listening to you, like Alex Jones, like Andrew Tate, like all these people that think it's okay to make money off of just pure stupidity, this is what happens. You get hit with these, like he said, let's make it $1 trillion because you're never going to be able to do anything financially forever. Like, you think it's a joke until it hits you. Like, and that's the problem.
And it's wild because I know he knows it's a joke.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I watched the Kill Tony shit.
Yeah, definitely.
He was a guest on there.
Yeah.
And he was making fun of his own. So
and that's the problem. That's the problem in itself. And he doesn't understand.
Jack and Coke.
Yeah, he doesn't understand what the severity of what he's doing. Like,
yep.
Words have power at the end of the day, and people need to realize that whether you think people are grown enough to decipher it, you're still hurting people at the end of the day.
Yep.
And it's case by case, but most definitely Alex Jones is in the wrong 100%.
Oh yeah.
And like I said, I've never agreed with banning anybody, and like, even Andrew Tate, I didn't agree with banning him. Uh-huh. But even Alex Jones, something has to happen with that. You can't make fun of children's death. That's when the line has been crossed. Like,
it's
I don't care what you believe. That's when the line has crossed.
Yeah, it's beyond sick. It's ridiculous. But all right, so now that we're on the same topic of banning people from social media, kicking them off of social media and shit.
Yeah.
Last week, I was talking about how Kanye.
And I'm a big fit Kanye fan, too.
All of us are.
I love Kanye. I love his music, Kanye.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just one of those people that I love the music. So Kanye, what he does outside of the music has nothing to do with me. I'm sorry. Not as far as, like, it depends on how severe it is, but I'm a Kanye fan. The easiest way to just get rid of these dumb-ass thoughts that he comes out with is stop listening and stop even engaging with it. The easiest way possible.
And that's what we try to do. That's what I tried to do last week. Was like you said, stop engaging with it.
Yeah.
But then this week, he goes, and this is not Kanye's problem, more or less, but to give the background, he goes on Drink Champs, and the only thing that needs to be taken from that interview, and a lot does, but
is he needs help.
Yeah, is he needs help, and what did he say? I watched a documentary from Candace Owens about the George Floyd thing.
Like, come on. Candace Owens, out of all people?
The officer didn't even kneel on his neck like that.
How are you going to say, I didn't kneel on his neck like that? I mean, he didn't kneel on his neck like that. You've seen the video, Kanye. And that's the reason why I say you don't engage with stupidity like that. And that's why he's, once again, getting hit with these fines. Like, well, not literally a fine, but he's getting sued. Yeah, he's literally getting sued. Yeah.
George Floyd family said fuck because they saw what happened to Alex Jones talking shit about these dead kids.
Exactly.
And now they say, you know what? We're going to talk about you talking shit about a dead adult.
Exactly.
We've already settled this.
Exactly.
And
it's such a big thing to the point where he knew it was going to get the reaction is the only reason why he says
it's
it.
Being so
and that's the sad part. Yeah.
Not self-aware.
And that's the sad part about it all is that he doesn't understand what he just did.
But, all right. So, and my bigger thing about this whole Kanye thing is if you really want to look at it, he goes after the black community is the only community that we stood behind Kanye no matter what.
Yeah,
the bullshit.
Yeah.
Trust me, I was
unfortunately,
Kanye. I
unfortunately,
he was smart. He's not smart.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't. And that's the thing.
I don't think he's smart.
I wouldn't necessarily say he's
to
not
say
smart.
He didn't kneel on his neck like that.
It's just that people. It goes back to what the internet has allowed. That people think that this is okay to say dumb stuff like
that type of shock value.
Yeah, they think shock. Exactly. That's not. It's not the way to go. That's what you truly believe. You need help. Yeah.
Shock value used to be like,
it's the way to get the attention.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how a lot of that's how the clout era even began. Yeah. Like, that's just the era that we're in now, is that shock value is the way to go.
The problem to me is that you have Kanye on a platform and it's as big as Drink Champs.
Yeah.
And it's on Revolt. And Revolt and Drink Champs are the biggest. They just won the BET Award.
Definitely.
All this shit. This is their second interview after winning the award for the best hip-hop platform or whatever.
Yeah.
And they exploit Kanye to say stupid shit on a platform where you're supposed to get fucked up.
Yeah.
And nobody tries to repercuss him until they're damn near blackout drunk and they don't do it well. The Nori comes back the next day after saying, I got more views than the NFL.
Yeah.
The week in his mind, I'll get back to y'all after this to say, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
No, you have to be more. Don't put it out. Do what the shop did and don't put it out.
Yeah. I would hate to say it. If I'm not, like I said, I'm not the biggest Drink Champs connoisseur. Not gonna lie, I don't take in much of their content, but I do know when watching it, the guy physically looks uncomfortable with what's happening. Like, you can kind of tell that Nori, like you said, he just wanted the attention from it.
Yeah.
I would have still released it. I know it's crazy.
Why?
Because at the end of the day, it's up to y'all to react how you want to it. I don't feel like it's clout chasing in a sense.
Man.
Is I would let him. If I didn't agree, we would have that discourse. I wouldn't. I'm not Nori, so I can't give you his train of thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is just coming from my train
of
thought. And I'm not a drinker, so that's why I say it kind of dilutes the context a little bit. But I wouldn't have not put it out because I would let everybody see what he has to say. I mean, everybody, like I said, I've always believed in people deserve to say what they want. I mean, they deserve the repercussions afterwards, but they can say whatever they want. I would have let him spew what he had to say, but I would have had to rebuttal what he was saying. I think the problem in itself was the fact that there was no engagement back from Nori. Like, okay, you're sitting up here saying white lives matter in my face and you're just playing off, oh, I was drunk. You didn't believe you was drunk when you're tweeting. Like you're saying when you're going off hype about the views, don't backtrack on something that you were once celebrating. Because
I agree with that 100%. I'm on that side 100%.
And that's the problem, is the fact that I agree with you too, that he shouldn't have backtracked on it, but he still should have let him say what he had to say. If you can't say after the interview, this is how I really felt. No, you knew exactly how you felt in the moment.
My thing, because he's trying to also hide behind the guys that are the veil that Kanye's managers and handlers said.
Yeah.
Oh, if you go again, or if you.
Yeah, you know Kanye wasn't leaving that interview. Like, if
he was.
You think so?
Yeah, he was.
I don't think Kanye leaves that interview.
It's worth it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit up here and disrespect me and my people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's why the shop didn't drop it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have said like we would have come to blows because
it's not that type of time.
Like verbally, like it would not have been a podcast.
Yeah,
it would have been me saying what the fuck you talking. Oh,
yeah, understandable.
You know,
understandable.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not. And that's how I would have. No matter how many beers I drink during a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let somebody come up here and say white lives matter, because that, not because white lives don't matter, but because they're making that statement to tee me off. Like,
yeah. And it might just be me, because I would, I want to hear the conversation. I want to hear why you think that. Why?
I don't want to yell.
Understandable. I can, me personally,
and then,
no, you're right, because you're 100% right. Some people that do get into that mode, they will get mad. Like, you're going to get mad when you're hearing that.
Yeah.
I'm just the type of person that I want to hear where you're coming from. I got to understand the beginning to get to before I judge the end.
At the same time, I know where you're coming from, and I know it's only malicious. Like, why entertain the conversation? Like, if every day you woke up, and every time I woke up, and the first time we saw each other, you said, fuck you.
Why
did I even wake up at the same time as you?
Well, yeah, and that's true.
Saying?
Yeah, but I'm coming from a space of, and it is a different thing, because I am coming from a space of, I like Kanye's music.
I love it.
Exactly. You can still,
even if I don't hit again.
Yeah, like, he's still
going
to always be good when it comes to music. That's why I would have still given him, I mean, it's biased, because that's just the way the world works. I would have given him the platform to say what he had to say, because I wanted to be the one to say, hey, no, that's stupid. Especially if I'm just sitting in from the seat of, I'm Nori, and I like Kanye West, and me and Kanye West are quote-unquote friends.
He said he ain't never done nothing to me. Y'all might have said
he's
this guy, but he's never been that guy to me, I'm not going to treat him like that guy. But at the same time, if you know I'm going crazy right now, if you know I'm in a manic episode, you're not
going
to put me on
Front Street. He should have known, like, hey, is this what you really want to do? Like, you just can't keep doubling down and letting Kanye double down on your platform. And
especially
then for you to turn around.
Creatures like that.
Yeah, and then for you to turn around and say, hey, this is not what I believe. That's my problem. My problem isn't him giving Kanye the platform to say. My problem is what Kanye said, of course. But it's the fact that he's not willing to say, yeah, I gave him his platform to speak. I'm not sorry about it, because I gave him the platform to speak. Like, it's a different, we're supposed to engage in conversation.
He's sorry because he gave him the platform. And I would be the same way.
Yeah.
Because but the thing is, he knew that's what it was going to be. It'd be different if you should, like, he was saying that and you texted me and said, oh, I'm not going to say any of that.
Yeah.
He showed up different.
Yeah. And that's what he did.
You changed your path, and I'm using your
manic
episode.
It's the intention. Yeah, it's the intention behind it. Because to me, it's no problem to give Kanye that space to say this is how he feels and to rebuttal him.
I think it is.
And why so?
Because you're saying super divisive things that aren't divisive, like, I like ketchup over mustard.
Okay.
You're saying, I'm going to go Terminator mode on this show, on this group of people. And
definitely,
also,
yeah.
White lives matter. And this is the thing. It's not that saying white lives matter is harmful. Because, like I said, white lives matter, black lives matter, Asian lives matter.
It doesn't matter how many lives matter you put behind it. It's going to still matter, yeah.
But the term white lives matter
is the problem in itself.
It is one that's used to directly offset
what the Black Lives Matter is.
And I don't give a fuck about the Black Lives Matter organization because they don't do shit.
Yeah,
for
you shouldn't support
people.
Some people that are stealing.
They
from
raped a hashtag for an organization.
Yeah, that's the sick part. Yeah,
I don't understand how anybody fell for that. That's a whole different thing. But
some people are willing to help, and then they're stupid. But
yeah, but the initial meaning of the hashtag Black Lives Matter means something.
Yeah, it does.
And to say White Lives Matter, that's like saying clean ocean matters or clean water matters. Dirt.
I understand where you're coming from.
I'm not doing a really good job right now.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from. Yeah. But I'm saying, in a sense, you still have to give people you don't have to give people. That's the problem where it gets blurred, I believe. And it's all base to base, because I believe you should give them that. Like, he says white lives matter, I can give him a platform to say, hey, I don't think what you're saying is okay. I don't think you understand what you're saying. And he needs to have that conversation, because there are still some people, whether they listen to Kanye or not, or whether they like Kanye or not, they believe white lives matter just off the simple fact that they believe white lives matter.
You
know what I'm saying?
After the Jewish people, J.P. Morgan takes $140 million and says,
yeah, we don't care, yeah.
Nigger,
yeah,
literally with the ER,
yeah.
And what the fuck is this $14? $140 million to J.P. Morgan
is they don't need him.
That's a motherfucking
You get that new flea market meal.
You know what I'm saying?
That
exactly
actually
kind of
beats
about.
Too, but he probably hasn't had a McDonald's meal in so long. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It probably would be fucking disgusting to him. So, but now I get where you're coming from. Yeah.
His money is like dead to them. It don't
matter. Yeah, it really doesn't.
They kick you out the bank, and now he went and bought Parler.
Conservative Twitter.
Yeah.
That it's literally, if you ever need to look at a bunch of racists talking literally the most smack you ever seen in your life, just hop on Parler and ask Kanye West to log in.
I made a Parler account when they first opened.
So you support Parler is what I'm hearing.
I don't support Parler.
If you made an account, you support him.
I wanted to see what was going on.
You were curious about racism?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just want
to
make sure I'm curious
to see how extreme
on the other side of it.
Honestly.
Okay.
I wanted to see how extreme it was.
Were you able to infiltrate the racist?
No. I didn't actually post or like. I just looked.
So you were lurking on the racist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like once or twice.
Okay.
I got up there when it first launched, and it's honestly exactly what you think it is.
Yeah.
It's
Joe Biden needs to hang himself off a tree.
Yeah.
Jesus. But say no, wait. Big disclaimer. I love Joe Biden. I voted for him because I'm black. So I like Joe Biden.
Yeah, but no, that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's what that was about that.
Yeah.
Parler, he bought that, and Candace Owens' husband is the CEO, so they fleeced.
Yeah, so there's like, hey, Kanye, can we steal your money from you legally?
He's
and he's like, yeah, fuck Adidas. Yep. Fuck the Gap. Exactly. Yeah, y'all can steal my money. Fuck the Gap.
Yep.
I mean, and it's the thing that Kanye doesn't understand, that he doesn't have people around him that genuinely
they
want to see him in a good position.
Yep.
And
like Dan Snyder.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see himself in a good position. He's the true definition of, if the ship's sinking, I'm not going with it. Y'all got to go by yourself. I'm jumping out. That's the Titanic if the captain didn't give a fuck about it.
Dan Snyder, I don't know.
And it's the problem, same thing with Alex Jones, same thing with Kanye West, same thing with Dan Schneider, in all sense of, they have too much money to the point they don't realize how dumb they look. Like, the money covers up how stupid they look. Like, I was just about to say, and the simple fact is, it can't, because at the end of the day, look at where all your money's going to. You're paying more court fees than anything at this point. Alex Jones owes more than fucking we owe the Chinese. Like, that's no cap. Like, it's sad for him. Like, you know, this is what it's coming down to. And, like, Dan Schneider, I hate the commander. So, you know, even I can say, like, come on now. Like, what you're doing, if you're trying to take down other owners with you, what's the good is that going to do? Like, you're just the national snitch.
I love this. I'm not gonna lie. You might say he's snitching on the other people. Love white people taking other white people.
No doubt. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Said, if y'all gonna get me out of here, I got all y'all motherfuckers.
Literally. He said he's going. Everybody's going down with him. I don't blame him. The commanders suck. I would do the same thing too. Like, I'd be like, fuck it. We all got to ship single this year.
But the whole team, the organization sucks because nobody wants to go to an organization, employee, or work for an organization that is being accused of such egregious things every single decade.
And even on top of that, you got to realize, even on... It's hard to explain because there's no winning culture with the Commanders or anywhere with Washington.
They have a Super Bowl or a
No, I'm saying there's no winning culture since
he's taken over.
Yeah, yeah, like you know, I wasn't even my parents probably weren't even thought of at the time that you know last time the Commanders were even in that time. That's what I'm saying. Like it's getting to the point where their culture has gone down in total. You got a terrible owner who's refusing and needs to sell the team. You have a team that's underperforming all the time. It's just a dead city there. They need to honestly move the team. Yeah. To get rid of Dan Snyder.
Oh,
and
no,
move
they
the
don't
team.
Need to move the team.
Why not?
You can't move a team. You shouldn't move a team from the Capitol. That's a really good money.
I hate to say it. They,
nah, because
understandable. Understand marketing wise, yeah, but.
Tourism, like, let's say.
Yeah.
Can you imagine coming over? It's like coming over from a foreign country, coming to see a baseball
Going
game.
Going to London.
Bryce Harper when he was. In the MLB,
yeah, he was on the on the Nationals,
like, it's good to have a team up there.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it brings tourism. Yeah. I just think that Commanders team and Dan Snyder just it's terrible because, like you said, take the white people down with you. Like let's rebuild the whole thing. This not literally all the black people. Don't hop on Twitter and say black people if you got the power. Yeah. No, let's be smart. Yeah, anybody with knowledge, yeah, but say yeah, they give them the knowledge and let's all build it up. But Dan Snyder does have to. It's time for him to go. I think personally, the team has to be sold. There's no way you get out of this culture.
Has to sell the team.
You can't get out of this losing culture. You can't get away from these allegations. That one, the one guy that just doesn't care. Give it to LeBron.
No, the thing is,
LeBron should. He's
going to be
looking
the one monkey that stops the show.
Yeah.
Because if he brings out what he's talking about, he can bring out, and we don't know what it is at all, he's going to be the one monkey that stops the show.
Yeah, he definitely
and that's
will.
That's why he's still there.
Yeah, and you see, that's not being reported on either, like, legitimately. You don't see much about what really is going down.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody took a deep dive into what's going on there, you would see that this place is, this has to go.
Yep.
That's why I say move it, but you're right, though. It would be a lot more that has to go along with it. Like, you can't just say up and move it. But I didn't.
It's about dealing with him.
Yeah, yeah. And Dan Snyder.
What does he have on Roger Goodell? Roger Goodell is taking money.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, yeah, true.
That's
true.
All,
yeah.
That's probably what
yeah.
it is.
That's probably exactly because Dan Snyder, he not only has creep allegations, but he's literally a terrible owner.
Yeah.
Anybody that goes out and gets Carson Wentz just lets you know what they're bringing there at. Especially after that season with the Colts. That was absolutely ridiculous, man. I think. At the end of the day, if Dan Snyder were to leave, there's literally the NFL's in shambles.
Yeah.
They're in complete shambles. Because like you said, he's taking people down with him.
Yeah.
Who do you think's involved with it? Give me your list
of
your top three teams that you know for a fact has a scandal behind.
Cowboys.
Jerry Jones, what do you think?
Pittsburgh. And who else is a really old team?
Pittsburgh, Browns.
You know what I'm saying? Like a really old team.
Yeah, they did give $240 to Deshaun Watson. So. You know, they're willing to take the risk somehow.
Well,
so.
The Ravens just gave a bunch of money to Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of money, but
they signed
him, yeah.
Would you sign Deshaun Jackson?
No. Not at
Why not? I like Deshaun Jackson. I think he still has a lot in him.
I'm a fast kid at this point in my life. At this point in the NFL.
Yeah.
I get another really fast kid.
I think I know it's not too big on the football topic, but. I don't know why they're not getting any weapons around Lamar. That's sad. Like, Deshaun Jackson is not... Yeah.
They're going to have to sink that money, and they want to see what he can work with the bullshit before they sink the money. That's why he hasn't got his big contract. That's what I think.
Yeah. That was baffling to me that they picked up Deshaun Jackson. I'm a Deshaun Jackson fan, and will cop an Eagles Deshaun Jackson jersey at any given moment.
Oh,
I just don't think that was probably, like, the best pickup for the Ravens.
Yeah.
I like the Ravens, too. Not like enough to root for them, 6-0 Eagles,
but still,
you know.
Let's go Eagles.
Don't want to see them. Don't want to see that happen, Lamar.
Yeah. Before we get into sports, let's talk a few more things.
Sue Surf. And it's funny. This is a good timing to be on the podcast because I love battle rap. Well, not going to say love battle rap because today it's almost unwatchable to me.
It's a gimmick almost now. They got to do a show.
Yeah, it's no more bars, no more actual.
I'll
like,
give you some background, though, if you know background.
So, Sue Surf, I've always been a good Sue Surf fan. Not big Sue Surf fan. He's not one of my favorites, but he is he's goated. Like, you have to respect him at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Great bars. He's always been about that life. He's always been a well-known Crip. He'll tell you from Jersey, he's from New York. Always been a well-known Crip, and entail, I mean, in total, what happens is he gets picked up on a RICO charge pretty much throughout the whole gang, and the police come to his house, and there's pretty much a hostage situation that happens, not literally hostage, but they bring out the negotiation team because he's refusing to come out because he's getting picked up on these charges. And it's wild because he's always talked about how he knew, you know, I mean,
coming.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows it's coming at this point. Yeah. Everybody knows. I mean, there's war on hip hop from the police. Like they want to. Yeah. So they're taking their measures even to battle rap. And that's almost unprecedented. Like these guys are.
That's what I
you can't
say.
Be gangster and popular at this point anymore. Yep. Like it's crazy that they're taking it even to battle. Like, even though he is a Crip, he's just. It's still crazy that battle rap is still it's like not the way he's gonna go. It's almost wild.
Yeah, it's almost just the affiliation, and it's not like they're going to take his battle of rap lyrics to court. Because at the same time, we can't sit here and say, as much as we love Surf as a person, like, you may not like him as a battle rap, but you...
Well, no, I like... Okay, I'm going to say I like him, but you... I mean, I'm not the biggest fan, but you got to give him his respect. You got to give him his respect no matter what.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I definitely respect the fucking Surf.
As much as we respect
Surf,
him and revere
him... Lucy conceded, though.
Yeah, he...
3-0.
He knew what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he was involved with it.
Yeah.
He knew he was going down. The standoff to me was more of a like...
Let me get my last blunt in before I dip. That's what I would do. You know, I mean, at this point, I'm done. Yeah. We need to, At this, you got to go for broke. You're in a RICO charge.
Yeah.
And you see what happened. You can't snitch. So he's not coming home.
Y'all might not ever see me on a battle rap stage. Y'all might not ever see me. He said that weeks ago. So,
yeah. He's seen it come. And that's the thing. These people know they're coming.
He's one of the... Do we talk... All right. So I guess more or less the conversation that we know that... He knows he did it. I hate to put it this way, but he knows he did it to himself.
Yeah,
do we have the conversation of how real he is for taking it on the head, or do we have the conversation about how dumb he is for staying in that life?
Yeah, dumb he is Which for staying one? In that life. I would never. I'm not a gangster. I'm not from any hard place. I mean, I've had my struggles. Definitely not anywhere to their measures.
Yeah.
It's just not that. It's never to the point where if you're getting enough money, Surf's getting enough money from battle rap that he did.
He be on the JBP all the time.
It is like he. There's plenty of bars about him sleeping on Joe Budden's couch back in the day. You know. You know what I'm saying? Like he's always had a way in there. So I. It's just at a point where who are you proving to that you're tough when you have kids that you have to feed? Who are you proving that you're tough? Like those kids, they don't care about your street rep. They want to see their dad every day. So how cool can it be to be in the streets and keep that life up, especially when you're making a lot of money on the battle rap? Like another thing people got to realize,
like $60,000 isn't a lot of money.
Yeah,
to a regular like a lot of y'all,
especially when you can make it every weekend.
A lot of motherfuckers get on the internet and act like if they got a $60,000 check,
they wouldn't shit their pants.
Yeah,
that's regular. Hey, you know the sentiment. $1,000 is $10 these days. Well, give me $1,000. I'll make it last for a little bit longer than you need to. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's
just that's what's it. It goes back to this the way the social media works. Like you don't have to prove to anybody you're gang. You can't be gangster and popular. That's two things that just do not mix. Popularity, that's not you can't be.
50 did it.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
In the age of cameras and cell phones.
Okay, you can't be three things. You can't be gangster, you can't be influencer, and it just doesn't all mix. Like,
not
in total,
today,
it just doesn't all mix. Like, it is in total.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, it just... Like you said, there's your examples. You have any examples.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying.
Legs about it, but
it's 2022. Like I can record you waking up in the morning. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. Like you gotta really put that in context.
Imagine,
these guys don't know
how
that.
How big you are? There's a motherfucker that could slap you straight dead in the face
and wouldn't give a fuck, and he'll get a lot more money than you would from getting slapped in the face. Yep. That's the sad thing.
If he do that shit, he put it on camera. You a bitch now, no matter.
Yeah,
who you are.
Exactly. That's what I say. Hey, you slap me, I'm gonna say, hey man, you might want to go get therapy. I'm gonna move out of the way. Yeah. My life's not going to danger anymore. Just messing around with people that's willing to shoot you.
But in general, I gotta say, motherfuckers like Sue Surf.
Oh yeah, it's always I'm with all the ignorance usually in real life, so free Surf.
Like yeah.
On
all that bullshit,
but yeah,
motherfuckers, when y'all start getting money, get smarter.
Yeah, and even if you don't have money, you need to always be on your P's and Q's at all times. You can't be gangster at all times and then tell the whole world that. Like somebody's gonna come test you, aka the cops.
Yep.
That's just the end of the day. You're not bigger than the feds. I don't know how many more RICOs you need to see to realize that you're not bigger than the feds.
Yep.
And you never will be.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though. I mean, D.B. Cooper was, but you know, once again, that was back in the day.
Yeah. All right, so it's time to wind down into the kind of easier stuff. Cartoon Network. Have you seen the news about Cartoon Network at all?
Unfortunately,
I know we have different we have different algorithms or what have you. But yeah. Have you seen the news?
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I mean, like you said, Cartoon Network isn't going away in itself. They're not making channels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't believe the tweets. You don't have to say RIP to your favorite shows, you know. Yeah. It's just a merger. Yeah. You know, it's literally just one company turned it over. Viacom to CBS. Like, it's okay.
They turned 30, though.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Imagine literally.
I'm 28. Yeah. Goddamn, I gave my age away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll happily tell you, I'm 24, about to be 25. Yeah. You know, I'll happily tell you. It's not even about being, I just don't give a fuck. Yeah. You know, you're going to have to get old every day. Yeah, exactly. So fuck them.
But figure Cartoon Network to have started 2 years before I was born.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network and Adult Swim gave me my sense of humor.
Yeah, definitely.
Me staying up edgy playing humor. Fucking SmackDown and SmackDown Shut Day Your Reckoning. Mouth. Day of Reckoning. Fucking, what is it? SmackDown versus Raw.
Literally, any WWE game you can think of.
While watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah.
And like come 8, on, 9.
Now. Yeah.
That influenced my comedy. Fucking.
Anybody that didn't say they watched Cartoon Network, whether you were Nickelodeon, because you got to think at the time, like, at one point, TV would, exactly, if you had cable, the luxury of it. At one time, it was literally the three big networks as kids, of course. You know, if you were a grown-ass man with this decision, you got to go get therapy.
Yeah.
But it would definitely be Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, and Cartoon Network. And especially as a kid, you wake up every morning, and those were your big three.
Yeah.
Some people were Cartoon Network diehards. I'm not going to lie, I was a Disney diehard.
Cartoon
I can't lie, I was Disney.
Yeah, if you liked cartoons, you were on Cartoon Network. If you like sitcoms, you were on...
Nickelodeon.
Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Wizard Waverly Place. They're all.
Yeah. Sitcoms. Yeah. You're right, though. Yeah.
You're like kind of raunchy. Yeah. Almost teen shit. Yeah. That's Nickelodeon.
That's true. Yeah.
But Adult Swim has its.
Yeah, been. Exactly. It's wild that they. Even in, like, that was almost literally late night cartoons. Like, that Adult Swim was your late night cartoons. Like, it's crazy to think. 30 years of Cartoon Network. Like, think about that. Like you said, you wake up every morning and have to turn it on. Like, you had the schedules, like, programmed in your head. Like, all right, 8:30, I'm doing this. 9 o'clock, I got to make sure I catch this. You know, you had to always be on top of it.
I was a huge Powerpuff
Girls. Yeah. Young, definitely.
And I knew what time, like, I couldn't tell you what time now, but I knew when the Powerpuff
Girls came
on.
Yeah.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah. Classics, man.
And Cat Dog was on Netflix, and Dexter. I knew all three of those off the bat on top of my head.
Dexter's Laboratory.
They had a great lineup on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, they really did.
Which one had the best one, though? Which network had the
best
lineup?
Of course. Come on, man. I literally grew up watching Disney. He
had good plots.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I can tell you right now the lineups of the Disney Channel, like, from 7 o'clock to 11 p.m., I knew the lineups, the reruns, and when they were coming on. So I wasn't a big cartoon. Like, I like Cartoon Network, don't get me wrong. I was a Johnny Bravo guy mainly. Yeah. But other than that, I wasn't really, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really that. Disney was my thing, though. Like I said, I love Cartoon Network, but Disney, I can tell you the lineup right now if you wanted me to.
Because when you were a big Disney, I was a little bit older.
Yeah, yeah.
That
probably literally
thing.
About up later middle school probably so you probably wouldn't even care about Disney. It was kind of corny at that point
that
almost
was the last, because people talk about Foster's Imaginary. I didn't watch
me neither.
At that time I was watching, so Wizards of Waverly Place is probably the last.
I'm trying to think. I don't even remember my last Cartoon Network show, man. I remember
I'm talking about Disney Cartoon Network show.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think. Cause like I wasn't like it was I just remember like Cartoon Network
regular
was huge.
When I got an adult,
the regular show.
Once I started smoking weed.
That wasn't bad.
When I was in college.
Man, I'm trying to think that. Yeah, cause it's been around so long. Like you just don't even think about
it.
Yeah.
Swim, Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Rick
yeah.
And Morty.
True.
Rick
Robot Morty Chicken. All those at the
Family
late night.
Guy,
yeah.
Family Guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's where it really got its big push for real. Wait, Family Guy's a Fox show, right?
Family Guy is a Fox show, but they...
Of course, you know what I'm saying. Anybody that can get their hands on Family Guy is going to. You have to. I'm not the biggest Family Guy watcher, but it's still good, though. I mean, it's still good past.
Family Guy's good American
comedy. Great film.
That's kind of your marginal American comedy.
Yeah. And that's what almost made Cartoon Network keep its run was that Adult Swim era. That Loiter Squad. You got to think about all those shows.
A bunch of pop culture shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, when pop culture was funny, they capitalized on it. So, Adult Swim... It's good for what they do.
Yeah, definitely.
Last topic of the day, and that is the NBA is back tonight, and we're trying to rush to
Let's go Sixers, baby. So, yes, we're about to complete the trifecta. I know it's NBA, but shout out to Phillies, NLCS, shout out to the Eagles, 6-0. We're going to go ahead and complete that trifecta this year, baby.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey,
there's just, man, I might be high hope from just all these Philly wins. And don't think I forget about the soccer team. I think it's Union. Yeah, number one in the East.
Goddamn, they are.
Yeah, number one in the East.
Oh,
yeah.
Philadelphia sports world. Crazy.
Yeah, that's what I said,
Flyers,
man.
Flyers just need to pick it up.
Yeah, Flyers 2-0 right now. Oh, so, yeah, it's about that time,
can't stop,
man.
Won't stop.
But, what are we saying? NBA
season starting.
Sixers, man. I love what it's looking like. I love our season.
I love Tyrese Maxey. He's my favorite player in the NBA right now. Or he's my favorite. Well, my favorite ever.
Yeah, Rob, yeah. Now, Maxey, he's that kid.
And then we got Embiid, Harden. We going crazy this year. We got that old Rockets team.
Yeah, literally, we got P.J. Tucker, James Harden. Hopefully, that takes us to the Eastern Conference Finals. Fuck, I can't even get it out.
Let's say the final. We're winning the finals this year.
I know we are. I'm telling you. Once Philly gets that win tonight, 8:03. The Phillies get that win tonight, I think that's when the Sixers are going to know. Man, just imagine what it's going to be like when we really go up. Big teams to look out for, though. Bucks, I'm kind of scared, I can't lie. Always a complete team.
Their bench is soggy, in my opinion. Soggy bench, in my opinion.
Definitely.
I don't like the Nets. I think the Nets is a soggy
general. Other than Ben Simmons, I think he literally tried to do that BS preseason to heat up regular season and go stupid on you.
Bullshit?
Yeah. I hate to say it. I hate to say it. Ben Simmons is that guy. I've always been a Ben Simmons fan, especially, we had him in Philly. We had to be Simmons fan. But I like Ben. I think Ben's an all-around player.
I want him to do good in his career. I don't want him to be
I don't want him to do too good because, I don't want him to do too good. But I like Ben Simmons. I think he got a lot of hate for no reason. But, different conversation for a different day. Warriors, I don't think a repeat can happen. If they lose Draymond, is he confirmed?
He's not lost this season.
Okay.
In my opinion, I can't tell a grown man what to do.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even give him the direction you wanted to. Through a tweet.
I guess his mom. But yeah. He stays this year. They win. Punch somebody in the face.
And they're out of there.
I mean, remember when Golden Tate got
stuff in the trash. Trash can by Percy Harvin. I think it was Percy Harvin beat him up and put him in the trash can. That's crazy.
That's exactly what
I said. Now he returned the kickoff right after halftime. Imagine that. You stuff somebody in the trash can. What other? I'm trying to think. I don't think anybody beats us. Hawks, great team to watch out for. I want to see how that backcourt pans out.
If you're like a person that purchases team league passes, instead of the site wide ones, the Hawks one, would be a great one.
Definitely, hell yeah.
To watch Jontae Murray. Trey Young.
Being able to space that floor like that is going to be crazy. Letting DeJounte Murray just pass Trey Young the ball and actually be the spot-up shooter that he is, it's going to be scary.
What if he didn't have to be a spot-up
shooter? He's going to be scary. Russ is... Russ, too. I'm a Russ fan.
Russ because they took a Russ game.
I don't think...
That's what I say. It's not
like John Morant, I think, definitely took his game. A lot of the kids... he just can't shoot yet. Not really. DeJounte Murray is...
In my opinion,
I think he's better defensively. I'm not the biggest basketball head, but he's there.
Asshole on the defensive end. But I'm saying as far as like his offensive package, DeJounte.
He's that guy. He's definitely that guy. What else? Another scary team we have this year. There's not really Mavericks. I want to see Clippers.
If the Clippers do what the Celtics did.
I don't see John Wall being that guy.
If the Clippers do what the Celtics,
Do you think John Wall can be that guy?
And I hate this shit. There you go.
Because I love John Wall. But I say, no disrespect to John Wall. He's definitely still that guy. It's just that, it's the youngest league. Oh, man, that hurts me because I'm a ball fan. LaMelo, I don't care about LiAngelo. I'm going to keep it real. I don't care where he goes, if he gets dropped again. I don't give a fuck. I just love LaMelo. I think he's a really solid player. He got a bad shake with that damn Charlotte team. But LeVar's blowing that up. Lonzo, that's sick though.
I think his career is done.
I like Lonzo though. He was really a good guy. And that's sad because, like he said, he couldn't even walk up the steps. Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine trying to walk up the steps.
That's bad.
Unless these people are trying to trick you with the crazy comeback.
But still, no, that's sick.
Hopefully he does get back to that action. I'm a Lonzo fan. I hope he does get back. Back to where he need to be. Any other scary team?
Biggest of the season is going to be the Lakers, in my opinion.
I think the Lakers, they know. I don't know why anybody's expecting anybody. Yeah, like it's almost like the 2019 team that LeBron gets there and misses those games. It's just a fun team. A fun game.
But they all, like, I don't think they'll even have fun. I think those guys will get through the first 10 to 15 games of the season.
If that. Because they can go 0-7. Yeah.
Then it'll start being a rotation.
Exactly. That Timberwolves team is going to be a team to look out for. If Anthony Edwards can take that, what is he, third year elite? Like, actual third? Because last year he was solid.
MB can't do all three of those.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we wouldn't have to worry about them until, even if they would even get to the finals. So I'm not even. I don't see Timberwolves going that crazy. Patrick Beverley thinks he's turning up the Lakers. Come on now, let's be realistic.
You're a scrap boy.
He should have stayed with Minnesota. They made the best trade probably of the all season with Rudy. I don't know why people hate Rudy Gobert so much. He's not the offensive guy.
Gave everybody COVID.
I remember when all my niggas hated Rudy Gobert.
I still hate Rudy Gobert.
Literally, fuck Rudy Gobert.
That was such a dickhead.
Nobody understood how big that would be. So I wouldn't really go too crazy.
He shut down the entire league. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely did. That was crazy.
Got on planes that night.
Yeah, yeah. That was, literally after he didn't touched all over thinking shit was funny. Jazz, man, they're going to be, that's going to be a fun rebuild team.
From COVID.
He might be a good factor, 15,000?
Yeah.
Because you got to think, a lot of those reporters went home and kissing their kids in the face.
Family died.
Shit. Yo, I know Cat. I wonder how they're gonna play together. I beat the shit out of Rudy Gobert every time I see him. Yo, Rudy, come to the locker real quick. I talk to you real quick, bro. Pop, 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 pop. Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. Literally every day in the locker room, it would have to go down. Rudy Gobert fucked up the 2020 season. That's the only reason why LeBron won, and I love LeBron. And he killed at least 20K people. He's worse than Hitler, damn near. Well, not literally. Okay, that was OP, but yeah. He is, he did go crazy. Another scary team to look out for, I hate to say it. I genuinely hate to say it. But I think the Knicks might be a little bit better.
Knicks are going to be a lot better.
Jalen Brunson pickup probably was a lot better than what they were probably having up there. I just don't think, only thing I don't see is who's going to be the point guard.
R.J. Barrett.
You think R.J. Barrett it could be a point guard on that team? It might be Jalen Brunson.
You bring in somebody old, then, and then my case, who? If Kyle Lowry, if you can shake some rosters, you get Kyle Lowry.
Are you thinking they're in win now mode, or is it we're just trying to
win? You know you're not going to win this year. Well, if the Eagles,
Eagles 6-0 by the way.
The Sixers, Celtics, Bucks in your
division,
Or you know,
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
you're not going to hurt Kevin Durant and Kyrie.
Literally, it is hard. Year.
But you need somebody. You need to draft. You need a young quarterback to bring bring a point guard up from the G League.
Ooh.
Have Kyle Lowry go in and teach him. Because Kyle Lowry can play point
guard. Kyle Lowry. I mean, come on. Kyle Lowry got probably one of the most I love Kyle Lowry only because he's from Philadelphia, but I don't like Kyle Lowry at all.
He's the cheapest to best ratio you can get right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're not going to get Kyrie to come for cheap.
I just don't think anybody sees the value in him anymore.
Kyrie's going to, it's what I was saying, because Kyrie's going to come for play 30 games regular season.
15. They even ask him
play
to.
Play half the postseason.
Yeah.
But Kyle Lowry will play all year and at least teach somebody how to play. It's
how valuable is Kyrie then?
To me, not at all.
Damn.
No.
Those are strong words, huh?
To me, very valuable because I can trick other people.
So in a sense is in a sense he's literally the wild card.
Yeah.
Like shit, if I pull this out, you don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
I like Kyrie. I just don't think that he has any longevity in this league.
He's not a winner.
Yeah, you can't be
and
that
Kevin Durant's not a winner.
No, you don't think Kevin Durant? I think Kevin Durant's a winner. We gotta stop the narrative that
Kevin Durant quit when when Kevin Durant could have won by himself, he quit.
When? With the Nets?
When he could have... No, he didn't quit last year. He got worked.
Yeah. Them boys got swept in the first round. That was despicable.
The thing is, Kevin Durant can't do it by himself.
Yeah. He really can. I think the problem is he needs competent team. Yeah.
Kevin Durant is the best part player.
In the rec,
But he's not shit in the rec.
Facts. He needs to get...
He can put up 40, but your team going to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. He's going to have 40, 50, but he's going to lose. He just needs to get a team that he can mesh with.
Portland.
Yeah. Portland would be amazing.
Dame with the big white boy.
Nurkic.
Yup.
Nurkic would be crazy.
Is Roko still there? Robert
Covington? I want to say he's with the Clippers now. Yeah, he's definitely with the Clippers.
Never mind. They fucked up.
They got Josh Hart, though. I like Josh Hart.
Never mind. I've run that back then.
Like Josh Hart. Anthony Simons is a fucking dog.
I think the Pelicans are setting themselves up for failure. Their team competition.
I like C.T. McCollum as the ball handler. A healthy Zion and Brandon Ingram.
I want a real point guard.
He's a point guard.
If you had a Chris Paul on that team, that would be ridiculous.
He's a great ball handler. I think he averages, what, 6, maybe 7 assists, I think it is.
He's not a Chris Paul. You need an 11.
Man,
You need 11, 15 assists, a guy.
I don't think so.
I know that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though.
You need a guy like that.
That can actually dish the ball out. No, you do.
Lob City. This is Lob City 2.0.
I don't think so, though. I think you
Brandon Ingram and Zion.
It's a shooting league. It's a shooting league. So as long as he can bring the ball up and take that 35, 36 jumper, they're not too worried. Like, you know, it's a lot more than an assist. I hate to say it, it's a lot more than an assist.
I'm still rocking your body in the paint every 20 seconds as opposed
to... This isn't 1986 anymore, though. It just ain't going to work like that. Them young kids are coming up that court and literally taking it from 40D. And that's just the way they're taking it. And you can't beat 3 points every single time you're coming down getting
two. Fair enough.
Six is going to get greater than four after a while.
Fair enough. All right, so let's go ahead and end the podcast by guessing the finals participants. I have the Sixers and the Clippers, actually.
Sixers and... No.
Hell no. I forgot the Warriors still exist.
Yeah, the Warriors are just a problem, man. The Warriors are a problem.
Warriors. Two teams that play in Philadelphia.
I will go ahead and say Sixers and give me. We got a pretty slept on. I don't see the Suns getting back there anymore.
Not me either.
I don't see. Nobody else can make it. I want to see how that Christian Wood and Luka go.
That's going to be really good, but not finals good.
Yeah.
That's going to be really good.
It almost snuck. I'm telling you, he's sneaking up there every year. I think they come with a big piece.
He's talking to Mark Cuban's a good manager. Yeah. My bad. I mean,
No, you're good. I think we get a. I hate to say a wild
you're
prediction.
A Mavs fan now?
No, definitely no. I think we get a Mavs good pickup midseason. Mavs finally get past their these opponents and no more luck. And Sixers versus Mavs. Yeah. Mavs lose 4-2.
If they could pick up a good three guard, that would be dope.
Yeah, they pick up. They literally. If they can pick up I'm trying to think who they just need to pick
up
somebody.
Have to be a swingman.
Yeah, they would have to find somebody.
Almost a three-way swingman, but if they got him, that would be crazy.
Yeah, they'll go on a different level. So I got a crazy prediction, but give me Sixers in Dallas, Sixers 4-2.
Give me Sixers 4-2, but against Golden State.
And I actually believe the Sixers could get to that spot, too. I'm not just saying that, you know, as a fan. I really do think we can get to that spot. Like, I do think we're finals caliber.
I think we really are, honestly.
It's time for the trifecta.
Yes, sir. And for this week, we are out. It has been another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. AKA Super R347, best known as Prince Godbody. You can follow us on all social media at Simple Math Matrix, except for Twitter, where you can find us at Simple Math MTRX. Tyler?
You don't need to follow me, but if you do end up finding me, it's Damn Ty Funny. DAMNTYFUNNY. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all platforms. I'm here for all criticism, but it's most trolling.
Yes, sir. And we are fucking out.
Outta here.
Peace.